This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two men are in the Rock County Jail after allegedly being involved in a large theft of fuel at a gas station on 13th Street in Simo Springs. Simo Springs Police Commander Rich Brown says detectives from the special assignment team with the police department had been aware of fuel thefts, so they were watching for unusual activity. They became aware of a large box truck that was at the gas station on 13th overnight Thursday for an unusually long amount of time. They stopped the box truck when it left the gas station. The driver, the passenger, allegedly gave fictitious identifications, according to Brown. The truck was seized. A search warrant was acquired. Simo Springs Police found six large stock tanks in the truck full of fuel. Brown says over 750 gallons of fuel had been taken Thursday overnight. The financial loss was over $30,000 over time. Fingerprints were submitted to confirm the identity of the two men arrested. They are Osnel Perez Palacio. He has a court date Monday. David Cabaverde. He has a court date Tuesday. Those who died in Thursday's crash just west of Craig have been identified as 85-year-old Irvin Gerber of Craig and his daughter-in-law, 57-year-old Ashley James of Minneapolis. The 81-year-old driver of the Subaru was airlifted to a hospital in Denver. Watch for smoke in Rio Blanco County. The Bureau of Land Management will be burning slash piles about 25 miles southwest of Meeker between now and the end of March. Each week, we'll be updating the Mental Health Minute for Route and Moffat Counties. This week's topic is about decisions to make for December. You can find out more on our website. The Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4:30 today. Agenda items include a spotlight on Sleeping Giant School and a cell phone update. That meeting's at the middle school. The 26th annual KREI Holiday Drive was another incredible drive thanks to all of you who showed up and helped and donated. We raised over $21,000 and 903 pounds of food, plus hundreds of toys and gifts for seniors and badly needed bags of cat and dog food for the Humane Society of Moffat County. Your donation, big or small, just made someone's life better. Thank you, Moffat County. And get ready for snow. That's the word from the Steamboat Symphony Orchestra this past weekend with their holiday concert. Ernest Richardson is the conductor and a DJ on Easy 94.1. He says the winter concert always brings the snow. And those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com.